Welcome from the banks of the Avon to Black Sheep Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here, Rick shares his insights on life, living, and how to keep things in balance. If you want to find us, we're on Facebook, The Black Sheep Rebranded. You can email Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com or Rick at rstherapygroup.com. And now, here's Rick.
Good Monday morning on ever late Monday, I guess, because this is two Mondays in a row where we're putting this thing out late. My apologies again, but I got to ask. So, Rebecca, how's your microphone now?
It's much better.
Is it much better now?
It's much better now.
Okay. So, folks, the reason why I'm asking this is because we did the same thing, and I don't know why it is on Mondays, but we did the same thing last Monday. We fiddled around and fiddled around with Rebecca trying to get her chair, her microphone, the soundboard, everything right where it need to be. And I have no idea how or why. It was like me being back when my daughter was a kid and she was learning to horseback ride. And if she was sitting on the horse and there was anything uncomfortable, like a sock, a this, a that, man, she would sit on that horse for 20 minutes and just rearrange herself and rearrange her socks and rearrange everything around her just to make sure that she was good and comfortable. And it's like, you know, I don't know, could you do that before? And I've been watching Rebecca do the same thing. You know, it's quite hilarious to actually watch. But yeah, so how are you?
I'm good.
You're good now?
I'm good now.
All right. So what do you think, folks? Should we get on with the first song that we're going to play? Good old Ozzy Osbourne, Mama, I'm Coming Home. And then we're going to take this somewhere, I hope. Man, those are true words. Folks, what do you think? What do you think? Mom, I'm coming home? Absolutely. Times have changed. We have changed. Absolutely. What's so important about those words? Mom, I'm coming home. Times have changed. I have changed. I am often having conversations with people, and you know, the idea of change is scary as hell. The idea of our bodies changing, of our worlds changing, of our jobs changing, of our careers changing, and I just want to chat a little bit today about, you know, some of the moments when, you know, I've been laying there and, you know, and they said, oh, you know, we think you have a flesh eating disease, and I'm like, oh, cool. What's that mean? Oh, possible amputation of your leg. I'm like, wow, cool, thank you. Can it at least be the leg that I have a good knee on? No, it's the opposite leg. So I'll have a bad knee and an amputated. Oh, lovely. Thank God that didn't come to be. You know, laying there in the water, you know, just, you know, get so cold that you stop shaking. And severe hypothermia and then laying in the hospital in Lion's Head and daughter comes up to me and you know, you got tubes in both sides of you and they're trying to slowly warm you up and they're trying to do all these things that they're doing. And while that's happening, what do we have? We have somebody saying, why were you hogging all the space in the dinghy, Dad? Well, actually, little girl, I was keeping you on top of me so that you wouldn't end up having hypothermia yourself. So keeping all of you, including your little toes, out of the water. So the air may have been cold, but the air was a lot warmer than what the water was. And it's not going to draw that heat away near as quick. And so, honestly, folks, I have laid in many a hospital bed. And by the time here in my hometown of Stratford, by the time they had decided to close the old emerge department when they built a new emerge department at the hospital, I could walk down the hallway of that old emerge department, and I could tell you I'd laid in every single possible bed. So whether it was a private room, whether it be a double, whether it be in the hallway around the corner, I could tell you every single place why I laid in this bed, in this place, and why it was that I was there. And so it was just one of these moments where, honestly, it just strikes you. When you get that notice from your job that you no longer have a job and your paycheck has just disappeared instantly, and you go, oh my God. Or you have, tragic medical news, which again, I've had that repeatedly, and you go, all right, now what's next? You know what? Mom, I'm coming home. Life is going to change. I'm going to change. Things are going to change. That's inevitable. Cracked vertebrae, right? Oh, yeah, well, we don't want to operate on you because that's a risky thing. We don't want to leave it the way it is. That's a risky thing. We don't want to do this. And again, all these years later, I hobble and I do the things that I do and I ache the way that I ache. But Mama, I'm coming home. Who Mama has been has changed many times because, again, this is a changing world, people. And unfortunately, a lot of people aren't in this world and aren't in this ride for you or for themselves, for every bump and bruise that you get. They're only in it for the good times. They're only in it so far because your bad times become too much for them. You can't hate them for it. You can't knock them down for it. You have to just look around and go, Mom, I'm coming home. And one of the people that you're coming home for is you. And this is one of these things, and I love getting people to do a Myers-Briggs, because when they do a Myers-Briggs, again, it's them answering the questions. It's them creating the narrative of who they actually are. And when they do these things, it's eye-opening. Because they'll go, well, I was meant to be an accountant. I was meant to be a police officer. I was meant to be, and it's like, no. That's only one of hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs where you will find complete happiness. And again, you look around and you look around at all the people and you go, no, this is something that's got to change. Yeah, Mama, I'm coming home. And so again, when I see people, and they're talking to me about, hitting a brick wall in school. Well, my parents are going to be unhappy. This person's going to be unhappy. That person's going to be unhappy. Okay, but what about you? Where do you fit in this whole big narrative? And they just, well, what do you mean, me? Yeah, well, Mom, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. That means you have to know you. You have to know what it is that is going to bring you happiness and bring you satisfaction. I knew, and I mean this with all of my heart, 2 years into my machinist apprenticeship, a year and a half into my machinist apprenticeship, I was like, I'm not going to be doing this the rest of my life. I thoroughly enjoy machining as a small part of a bigger picture. I thoroughly enjoy taking a block of metal or a piece of round stock or whatever it is and turning it into something new. I love that. I love watching the chips come off. I love holding the wheels, the cross feed and the slide. I love holding the carriage wheel in my hand. I love putting it on power feed. I love having that dexterity where you can watch that metal shape into something new, into something cool. Going to school to be a millwright, again, you know, getting hands back on a lathe after so many years, man, it was beautiful. Getting my hands back on a mill, again, beautiful. You know, have I made mistakes as a machinist and scrapped some parts that were very expensive? Yep. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does things. But the reason why I didn't want to be is because I was tied. I was tied to that machine. And I was never, ever interested in being tied to any one thing. It wasn't because I didn't love it. It's because I knew myself. And I knew that when I went in a different direction and people said to me, "What the hell are you doing?" I said, I'm following me. Mama, I'm coming home, because I'm coming home to me. And so, you know, when I went back trucking again, I love trucks. I love trucking. Going through the gears, these automatic trucks today. Oh my God. I've drove a few and hideous, absolutely horrible experience. Give me an 18 speed. Give me something where I can float through the gears, where I can feel the torque, where I can feel it under my butt, where I can feel it in the feet, where I can feel the vibration. Give me that. That's mama, I'm coming home. And so many people today are so busy trying to do things, as they have been forever, to make other people happy. And I tell you, in relationships, I've been in relationships where people have been so, so disappointed in how much money I made or didn't make, how many hours I worked or didn't work. But again, I've tried to be true to me. And so, you know, while I'm out there, you know, renovating houses and doing stuff like that, because that gives me happiness, that gives me some peace, I got to do it a lot slower than I did it 30 years ago. Because my body is broken, but my spirit is not. And that is the thing that I need people to understand, is that it doesn't matter where you lay. It doesn't matter what a doc says to you. Yesterday, I was in Hamilton. Hamilton International Plastic Modeling Society's annual show at the Hamilton War Museum. And there again, I was in awe. I didn't enter anything because I haven't built anything in years because I haven't had time. Bought a few kits, still with the hope and aspiration that, you know, when things change, this place sells, flip a couple more places, do some more stuff that needs to be done, and then I will have some more time. And so with hope and aspiration, I sit there and I look at some of the things these people do, and I go, wow. There was a guy there in a wheelchair. Couldn't reach one of the kits. I said, "Hey, dude, can I reach it for you?" He says, "Absolutely." The guy's in a wheelchair. He's still finding a way to get around. He's still finding a way to find inspiration. He's still finding a way to do things that bring him joy. "Hey, do you build very many kits?" "Yep." "Yeah, haven't done it for a long time, but life has changed." And I said, "I hear you, man." And that was it. "I hear you, man. Here's a kit you're looking for." And we move on. Absolutely. These are the moments that we have to live for. Because, mom, I'm coming home. You need to be able to say those words every day and understand that the home you're coming home to may be different. The people you're coming home to may be different. The job you're coming home to or from may be different. But mama, I'm coming home means that you do not give up. Because again, as I said, I laughed the one day. I was there to see an internist. And they'd taken some of the old ER department and they hadn't really remodeled it or gutted or done anything with it yet. And this guy was talking to me about, you know, all the things I've been through and my body been through. And I said, "Dude, do you want to go for a walk?" He said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "I can walk you up and down this hallway and I can tell you every single bed's position, what car accident, what crushing, what event brought me to that bed, some of my own stupidity, some pure accident, and some simply victim of circumstance. It didn't matter. Some of disease. Again, it didn't matter. Until my last breath, those words from Ozzy Osbourne, Mama, I'm coming home. Just think about it. Just pause. You have to be the one who's coming home from and to where you feel loved, where you feel wanted, where you feel the things that you need to have. Because, again, so many people, and I see it every week, folks, people are going, I don't know. I don't really want to do this for a job. Then don't do it. Go in a new direction. Well, yeah, but this person will be disappointed. Last time I checked, folks, the only person who lives inside you and lives and looks outside at your world from your perspective is you. And so, just like that dude yesterday in Hamilton, in that wheelchair, man, I've been there. I got back to building models because they said, you're going to lose the dexterity in your left hand. You're going to lose the fine motor control if you don't do things with it. And the best thing you can do is not overstrain it, but do something. And the guy said, knitting. And I was like, I'll try it. And I have. But really, going back to my roots, building models, that got me back the dexterity. I feel the ache. I feel the pain. I feel the things in my hand and up into my arm that will never be the same. But Mama, I'm coming home. Maybe I'm coming home missing something. Maybe I'm coming home with a cast. Maybe I'm coming home with an IV still hooked up. Maybe I'm coming home with no more paycheck. But regardless of what it is, I'm going to look around. I'm going to dig deep. And I'm going to ask myself, what can I do? What would I like to do? Because here is the moment of my life to rewrite it. Here's the moment of my life to simply be. Heart attack, cancer, stroke, man. Debilitating, life-altering events. But please, so long as you have a breath, what can you do? What will bring you joy? Without stopping and going, I can't do it the way I used to, so therefore, screw it, I'm done. No, adapt. If a fool like me can, then I'm going to say somebody like yourself can as well. Because you know what? From Mama, I'm coming home. We're going to go to Broken Bells, a band, a rock band. And we're going to have Holding On for Life. We're all holding on to life the best that we can, folks. And when we're holding on to life, we have the possibility to do anything. Honestly, anything. Hey, folks, again, Rick Sherwood here from Black Sheep Rebranded. And on behalf of Miss Rebecca and Miss Sherry, I thank you very much for tuning in again. And my apologies again for the second week in a row, us being late, but nevertheless, we did get it out. And I believe that this is going to soon be a wrap on whatever number this was this morning. Again, messing with equipment. I don't know. Somebody comes in here on the weekend. I think it's the cats. Whoever it is, somebody comes in here and messes with stuff, and then we got to get resituated. Anyhow, everybody, have yourselves a fantastic week. Looking forward to talking with everybody on Thursday. And in the meantime, please hold on to life. And don't ever forget, man, oh man, mama, I'm coming home. And you know what? It may be I'm coming home to heartbreak, but you know what? You're tougher than that, and you can survive. I have. And there's nothing special about me. So if I can, you can. Again, for this March 25th, get outside in Southern Ontario and enjoy it. It is beautiful, balmy blue skies out there. Feels like spring, winter has left, perhaps for good, perhaps not. But again, also not a substitute for mental health. But hey, people, do yourselves a favor. Engage in some conversation. Make your life the best version it can be. And again, be good.